Southern master John Clemmer has a new body of work on view at Lemieux Galleries, his first solo exhibit following a major retrospective of his work in 2005 at the New Orleans Museum of Art. Now in his early 90s, this Louisiana native, master painter and sculptor, continues to create works of art. He has been dividing his time between New Orleans and Wisconsin and joins me by phone from Sheboygan. John, welcome to Inside the Arts.
Thank you.
This is quite a treat as you'll be in New Orleans this weekend for a walkthrough of your latest exhibit.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me, what is it that keeps you going?
What keeps me going? I don't know, my dear. Just being alive, I guess. I'm only 92, so I keep trying.
Tell me about your latest work, 9 years later. What are you exploring?
Well, most of that work was done up here in my studio in Sheboygan, and it's mostly landscapes and such, divided between painting and drawing. Some are watercolor, some are oil on canvas. A variety. My selection of a medium is purely intuitive. I go to my studio up here in the morning and I pick up a brush and see what happens. My routine usually is I try and get there around 10 o'clock and I pick up a brush and I begin. I listen to classical music. There's a lovely station in western Michigan that has classical music 24 hours a day. And I have that on the radio and I pick up a brush and I see what happens. The landscapes are primarily views from my studio up here, really. There are a lot of birch trees, and some of the light is just marvelous. I look out and work from what I see.
Can you tell us a little bit about yourself? I understand that you were attracted to art at a very young age.
I went to public schools in New Orleans, and I went up to Fort Jay High School, and I began drawing at a very early age. I received a scholarship, I guess, in the early 30s or so. I went to the very exotic French Quarter in those days, and I met people like Paul Ninas and Ricky Alvarez and Julius Waltz, Jules Strupek. There was then what was called the New Orleans Art School, which is part of the Arts and Crafts Club, and I got a scholarship there, and I began to work, and I worked in the Gresham Gallery, which was then in the Brulatour Court on Royal Street. It was a frame shop and art gallery, and I worked there for many years. Eventually, I was asked to teach a drawing class at Tulane in the School of Architecture, and I was there for some, I don't know, 35-odd years or so, I guess, during which time I had a studio. We bought a lovely house in the Upper Garden District and had a beautiful place, a separate studio, and I worked there for many, many years until we retired from it. And I still have a studio there, and now we spend a lot of time up here in Wisconsin.
You've been a moving force on the art scene in New Orleans since, what, the 1940s?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And we've seen a lot of changes in your work. What will we experience in the walkthrough on Saturday?
I'll make a few comments, and then hopefully people will ask questions, and I'll go from there.
How does the work that you're producing today differ from what we've seen, say, in the big retrospective that was at NOMA?
Primarily landscapes. It varies a great deal. There are a number of drawings that are purely intuitive. I have no set program of working. Half my time is spent just sitting and looking, and it's a very slow process. I remember Marva's story about my longtime friend Pat Trevino, who's unfortunately no longer with us. But Pat was on a sabbatical in Rome many years ago, and they couldn't afford a separate studio, so he was working in their apartment. And Helen had taken the kids out, and she came back, and she was tired, and the kids were very ornery, and she walked in, and Pat was sitting there looking at a painting. And she looked at him, she said very angrily, "Pat, why aren't you working?" Pat says, "I am working." You know, I sit and I look at a painting, and it says, you know, come, do something. It's purely intuitive, really. Half my time working is sitting and just looking at what I'm working on and see what happens. If I don't know what to do, I don't touch it.
How did you make the New Orleans-Sheboygan connection? What brought you to Wisconsin?
Well, my wife and I have been married for over 50 years, and her family had a little cottage in Sheboygan.
How are you hoping viewers will connect with your latest work?
It is a pleasure when someone looks at a work of mine and they have a reaction to it, you know, which is great.
Beautiful. Well, John, thanks so much.
I appreciate your calling.
Master painter John Klemmer. His latest exhibit, 9 years later, is on view through February 22nd at Lemieux Galleries, 332 Julia Street. John Klemmer will be in town Saturday for a gallery walkthrough from 2 to 4 p.m. Inside the Arts for 89.9 WWNO. I'm Diane Mack.